Watch, mob smashes NYPD vehicle windows after police respond to car meetup. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 31, 2025. A wild mob was seen smashing windows of NYPD vehicles and jumping on at least one police vehicle in Queens, New York, after law enforcement responded to an apparent car meetup. A swarm of traffic cone-wielding hooligans caused significant damage to at least three NYPD vehicles during the early hours of Sunday, according to a report by ABC7 Eyewitness News. Watch below. Additional video footage shows at least one perpetrator jumping on an NYPD vehicle just before 1 a.m. on Rockaway Boulevard in Ozone Park, where police responded to a car meetup that was reported to have gotten out of hand. Authorities say the unruly crowd, many of whom were clad in masks, dented the sides of NYPD vehicles and used traffic cones to break their car windows. Watch below. Police reportedly arrived at the scene to address what they believed was a car meetup where participants had been driving their own vehicles recklessly. On Sunday evening, the New York Police Department asked the public for help in identifying the culprits, noting that the suspects were wanted for reckless endangerment and criminal mischief. A group of individuals recklessly operated multiple vehicles and vandalized three NYPD vehicles, the department said. So far, three suspects have been arrested: 23-year-old Jordy Montesquieu of Massachusetts, and 18-year-olds Tyler Newman of New Hampshire, and Tristan Endrum of Queens, according to a report by the New York Post. Montesquieu was reportedly charged with third-degree criminal mischief, second-degree reckless endangerment, second-degree unlawful fleeing a police car, and obstructing governmental administration, police and other sources told the outlet. Newman, meanwhile, was slapped with a charge of obstructing governmental administration. Nendrum was charged with third-degree criminal mischief, obstructing governmental administration, possession of stolen property and petty larceny. He is also accused of stealing a bag containing police paperwork from the back of an NYPD vehicle, sources said. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch took to X on Sunday to proclaim that law enforcement will be back soon to detain the rest of them. "We will not tolerate lawlessness or vandalism aimed at the police," Tisch said, adding that several individuals had already been arrested for crimes that endangered our cops and our streets. "Rest assured, we'll be back soon for the rest of them," the police commissioner asserted. "It started when NYPD officers were doused with water in broad daylight and told not to respond. No consequences. That moment marked the start of lawlessness in New York City," Republican mayoral candidate Curtis Sliva said on Sunday in reaction to the incident. Sliva, who is the Republican nominee in New York City's 2021 mayoral election and is running again in the 2025 election, added, "Then came Andrew Cuomo's 2019 pro-criminal laws, like cashless bail, less is more, and raise the age, along with the repeal of 50A, which stripped protections from cops. Then, the 2020 riots," Sliva continued. "City Council piled on with reckless laws, Brad Lander's defunding the police, the diaphragm bill, and other anti-cop legislation. Eric Adams made things worse by turning the NYPD into a pay-to-play operation, failing to recruit, and driving seasoned cops out," the mayoral candidate declared. "Under Adams, we've had endless riots, agitators shutting down streets and bridges, and now masked mobs surrounding police cars and smashing windows," Sliva said. "Our officers are the best in the world, but we must let them do their jobs without fear, hesitation, or political interference," he added. "We must restore law and order, and a Sliva administration will bring back the New York we know and love." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.